Class is in session. It's time for us to check in with one of our four public school districts here in York County. They get the microphone on a Tuesday. They each share that microphone. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. We have the public information officer, Stephanie Knott, joining us. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie, the school year is coming to a safe and complete stop.
It's winding down.
Yes, we're all counting down those days.
The class of 2025 will graduate from Clover High School when and where?
They will graduate next Thursday, May 29th, 7 o'clock in a ticketed ceremony at Winthrop Coliseum. We expect to have 544 students march that evening. We graduated an additional 89 students back in December, so our class of 2025 in total is 633.
Ooh,
that's a big senior class. Mm-hmm. Hence why you're opening Lake Wylie High School in the near future.
Correct.
And will your event be live streamed? Like typical ceremonies are for families who can't attend, or if they don't get a ticket, or for grandparents that live out of state.
Yes, it will be live streamed on our YouTube channel.
Well, here's to the class of 2025 over there at Clover High School. Speaking of Lake Wylie High School, which is, again, one of the three new schools that will open in the 2026-2027 school year, Stephanie, what else is there to be done on those three schools?
Well, if you're watching, you just saw her face.
It's somewhat of a loaded question, but you've made a lot of strides up to this point. So we've got the names, we've got what school colors, we've got the mascots at this point.
We do. They all have a logo as of last night. Liberty Hills was adopted, a cute little Patriot Eagle, appropriate for our elementary students. The three schools also now have principals. We have three sitting principals who have accepted the challenge of opening those new schools. So we have Siobhan O'Brien, who will be opening Liberty Hill Elementary, Dr. Maurice Thomas, who will open Roosevelt Middle School, and Caleb Courtwright, who will be the first principal at Lake Wylie High School.
Fantastic.
Great.
Is there anything else to be done with any of the schools within the district, because these three schools will open in a year and a half from now?
So reassignment is the number one question that we are getting these days. And sort of the overview is that process will kick off shortly after the start of the 25-26 school year. The school board will entertain information about the communications campaign and that overall process, where there are opportunities for community forums, what days those votes will take place. But basically, assuming that timeline falls into place, families will know by the end of September where their students will attend in the 26-27 school year.
And those principals that have been named to the new schools, will they go ahead and become the principals of the schools before the schools open to kind of help get that done? What does that timeline look like? Or will they remain where they are principals right now next year?
It's sort of a little of both.
Okay.
They will be spending some time getting the school year started in their respective facilities, and on different timelines, depending on the size of the school, you will see them begin to transition more into their leadership role at the new school and doing that planning. But we also plan before the school year is out to appoint new principals who will replace those three at their current locations.
And then Stephanie, your essentially Applied Technology Center, your Career and Technology Center, which is currently housed at Clover High School, that will be shared by Clover High School and then Lake Wylie High School students. What does that look like with branding or logo or look or anything?
Sure. A lot of our programs have been very deeply vested in the Block C and the Clover name. And so earlier in the year, we did a transition for what was known as Blue Eagle Academy, which is our alternative program. So it's now known as the Academies of Clover School District, with an Impact Academy and Clover Virtual Academy. So the Applied Technology Center really just kind of needed a name refresh and a rebrand. So moving forward, they're going to be known as the Center for Career Innovation. And we are looking to create a new logo for them, or in the process. We just haven't gotten to the final approvals yet. But that will incorporate, again, a little of that navy blue from Clover High School, a little of that light blue from Lake Wylie High School, and a little district green, too.
That's interesting palette. I want to see how that comes together. But that's expected, right? I mean, Clover High School has been the the only child, so to speak, for many years, and you're bringing on a new one, and so you want to welcome, you know, honor your traditions as well as welcome in the future. So I think people are expecting that. We're speaking with Stephanie Knott. She's the public information officer with the Clover School District. The Clover School District did pass your budget, correct?
We do. Okay. We adopted an operating budget last night. It was based in three strategic priorities. One is growth. Again, beginning funding for some of those new positions to open the new schools. We'll see a few more come on board over the summer or into the fall in the form of an athletic director and a financial secretary to assist in that process of buying all the things that will go into the schools. Teacher salary increases, of course, are always a priority for schools, so we want to make sure that, their needs are addressed. And then, again, there's always a delicate balance between growth and program expansion and improvement. And so we have some smaller requests for some new programmatic items and then some things that are really just kind of inflationary in nature. You know, we all know that it costs a little bit more to do some of the things that we've already been doing.
Mm-hmm. How big is your budget? What's the dollar amount?
The total budget is $138 million.
Okay. And with your teacher salary, what do you have, like a starting teacher salary and then those that have been in the district for some time? What does some of that look like?
Last year, we had implemented the $50,000 starting salary for teachers. We were the first in the area to do that. And at the state level this year, they're proposing $1,500 increases. Mm-hmm. So we don't have the final schedules available yet, but presumably that would move, I guess, to $51,500.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Your superintendent for the Clover School District is Dr. Sheila Quinn, and she's still staying, correct?
She is.
She's the last woman standing, right? I guess you should say woman standing.
Yes, and we are so blessed to have Dr. Quinn's leadership. Yeah. She is, you know, a powerhouse, so full of energy, so full of enthusiasm. You know, it's not easy to bite off building and opening three new schools in a single year. But, you know, the project management is behind that. The team is working so hard. And we're fortunate to have Dr. Quinn's leadership to see us through
And the three new superintendents that are coming into the other surrounding districts are lucky to be able to have her to lean on. I know she will have a listening ear and her phone available, I feel pretty sure. So they're lucky to be able to have her to lean on as a mentor as well.
Like I said, we just wanted to make sure.
That's
we love Dr. Quinn.
We don't want her going anywhere.
We don't need her going anywhere for sure. And we want to brag on Stephanie for a moment. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you won an award from the South Carolina chapter of the National School Public Relations Association. It is our show, so we can brag on you.
That's right.
You are a humble lady. You do not love the publicity on you, but let us brag on you for a little bit. Well, congratulations, Stephanie. Tell us more about the award and what did you win it for exactly?
Sure. This particular award was in recognition of the district's community engagement process for naming the three new schools, for selecting their colors, and for selecting their mascots. So, you know, that there were some specific challenges in that process that I highlighted in my remarks at the lunch on Friday. We had to overcome the We're All Eagles, right? And again,
it's hard enough to do that for one school, let alone three at the same time, too. So, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of moving parts.
Right. Stephanie. But it was that situation, actually, with the three that helped us. You know, it was the fact that we wanted to lean into the history of Roosevelt High School. And if we were true to their traditions and brought back the name Roosevelt, we were going to bring back a tiger mascot. We were going to bring back their blue and gold. And that was going to break the tradition for us. And so it was so funny because we had focus groups, and literally the one focus group would say, well, we'd break the eagle if y'all break the eagle. So I was like, you know, if the high school does this, then the middle school would be fine with it. And the middle school's fine with it if the high school is fine with it. And so, again, finally, because it was going to be necessary to get that tiger back, it opened the door, honestly, for the Charger and the Patriots.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, congratulations on your award. I know you were the one that received it, but as you told us before the microphones turned on, it really goes to everyone in the district. But that is a process. And the fact that you're out there and having to communicate that to not only members of the media, but to the family, it's nice when your peers congratulate, you know, reward you, for your hard work. So congratulations. We're proud of you here on Palmetto Mornings. And we're right there with you. When you open those schools, we'll be right there with our cameras and microphones going. So we're excited to see it all come together. Stephanie, have a good one. We'll catch up with you maybe one more time before you get to go on summer break. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right.